The last major outbreak of avian botulism on Lake Michigan was in 2016, when hundreds of dead birds washed up on shore. The bacterial disease has affected waterfowl like loons and mergansers in the Great Lakes for decades, but high water levels on the lakes are good news for the birds, at least temporarily. IPR's Kay LaFond has more.
At Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, a team of volunteers walk 32 miles of beach every week, from June through November. They're collecting data on avian botulism, a disease that paralyzes and kills waterfowl. It's caused by bacteria that produce a toxin in the water.
And so we document all the living birds and any dead or sick birds.
Mary Ellen Newport is out for her first walk of the season. She's a science teacher at Interlochen Center for the Arts. The mile-long section she's responsible for monitoring starts at the mouth of the Platte River. She has to cross it and go south.
Yeah, we usually waded across over that way, and we can get through, you know, it's like up to the hips, and now we're gonna do something different.
This year, water levels on Lake Michigan are so high that the river mouth is impassable on foot. So Newport is going to use a canoe.
There's another way to come in from the south side, but that turns into a 4-mile hike. So this is the lazy person's way, is to take the canoe across.
High water levels are making botulism monitoring difficult this year. Some beaches have become bluffs and dead birds can't wash up. And some sections of shoreline may not be monitored at all if volunteers can't access them. Avian botulism deaths have been down in Sleeping Bear Dunes since 2017. But overall, the disease has been worse on Lake Michigan in recent decades, ever since the invasion of quagga mussels. Newport says what's so disturbing about Lake Michigan's botulism problem is that it shows an ecosystem in upheaval.
The quaggas and the zebras have like undermined the entire food chain. So it's way more than avian botulism. It's really all about the health of the Great Lakes.
These filter feeding mussels make the water clearer. Clearer water lets more sunlight in. Sunlight fuels the growth of cladophora, that annoying smelly algae that washes up on the beach. And when the cladophora dies and decays, it creates the perfect environment for bacteria to produce the botulism toxin. High water levels are tough for monitoring, but they can actually be good for the birds. Scientists don't know the exact mechanism, but botulism outbreaks are linked to low water and warm temperatures. So Newport says this year's high water and colder lake temperatures are good news for the affected birds.
We should have a good summer. So I'm not unhappy about these high levels for the botulism count.
Unfortunately, it's probably temporary. Scientists expect climate change to keep warming the Great Lakes, which could increase bird deaths from botulism long term. For Points North, I'm Kay LaFond.